Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Hey, let's go from eternity past to here and do it as we think about this great verse that speaks to us of the miracle of Christmas, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, where we read this. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forths are from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:1 was another proclamation of judgment against Israel. But it seems that God rarely announces judgment without also giving a hopeful promise. Through the prophet Micah, God promises the ultimate hope, the coming of the Messiah. But you, Bethlehem, out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel. The Messiah was going to Bethlehem, but he was coming from eternity. It says, whose going forths are from of old, from everlasting. This glorious promise was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and Micah's prophetic voice declares it, that though Jesus came from Bethlehem, he did not begin there. You see, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. This means that before Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he existed as the second person of the Trinity. Knowing that the going forth of Jesus are from eternity past shows us some important things. First, it shows us the glory of Jesus and that he is far more than just a man. Jesus said that he was the eternal God in human form. And if he was wrong about that, then he was wrong about everything. Jesus said that he was God, and if he wasn't, then either he was a lunatic or maybe a liar. But if Jesus is who he said that he really was, then he is the Lord of all creation, the one from eternity. This also shows us the love of Jesus, that he would leave the glory of heaven for us. You know, it's hard to move from a great place to a lesser place, and no place is greater than heaven. Yet out of love for us, Jesus left what Psalm 45 calls the ivory palaces of heaven. It also shows us the nature of Jesus, that he would add humanity to his deity. It's wrong to think that Jesus was half man and half God, or that he was God on the inside but man on the outside. Instead, the biblical way to think about the nature of Jesus was that he was truly God and truly man, that the second person of the Trinity added humanity to his deity. Remember, the incarnation was addition, not subtraction. It also shows us the sympathy of Jesus, that he remains fully man and fully God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 reminds us that Jesus is still truly man and truly God. Jesus didn't give up his humanity when he ascended into heaven. This means that the Savior born in Bethlehem, just as Micah promised, has an enduring sympathy with us. This blessed place of Bethlehem, even though it was little among thousands, was specially chosen to bring forth the greatest gift of all, God becoming man. God can use little places and relatively little people to bring forth great gifts. So today, receive his gift thankfully.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.